So, you know, the way all of our guys played inside last week was solid.
Did you guys bounce back overall, with the exception of the Henry play, and get back to what you usually do on defense?
Yeah, you know, I think we played solid. Obviously, we gave up the 66-yard screen, you know, missed a fit and missed a tackle. But I think for, you know, the rest of the game, they played extremely well. They averaged, you know, 3 yards a carry against the run, which was really nice. And, you know, we were able to obviously get after the quarterback and hold him down in the passing yard. So it was good to see the guys come out, played with a lot of energy, which, you know, we kind of anticipated after what happened out in San Francisco. So, you know, it was encouraging to see. Obviously, the most important thing is we wanted to win. But that didn't happen, but it was good to see how they responded from the last game.
Explosive plays are part of the game, and they're going to happen. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like a good chunk of the explosive plays you guys are going for touchdowns?
Yeah. You know, we're really good in the red zone, so then we just try to give up the long ones is what we try to do. But, yeah, we're excelling at that. But, you know, no, there's some things, obviously, we got to get cleaned up. You know, it's you know, I've said it a couple weeks ago, you know, trying to get them in the perfect call, you know, putting maybe too many checks and stuff on our defense. We got to just let them play. And, you know, at times, you know, I think the other team gets paid, too. I know we're not the only team in the league that gets paid. So you got to give credit to them also. But, you know, we need to eliminate the long plays. If we can just get them down and, you know, if there's a blade of grass, I think we have a good job of defending it.
Do you look at that as nitpicking this defense that's been really good all year on so many aspects?
Well, I think as a coach and even as the players, you know, we want to somehow get to the perfect game. You know, I don't think it's ever happened in the 24 years I've been coaching, but, you know, that's what our expectations are, you know, so when we do give up some chunk plays, we don't play well, you know, not only is the staff upset, the players are upset. So, you know, we want to play the perfect game, and, that's the expectations that we have each time we go out.
The defensive line group, they get under their skin a little bit this week, finishing second in sacks. They led the whole way and then.
You know, I'm sure it did. That's nothing that we've, you know, talked about all year long about wanting to finish here, there, wherever. You know, we just want to win football games. And, you know, we put ourselves in position to obviously be in the playoffs. And, you know, we just got to take it one game at a time, regardless of the stats.
You were pretty adamant after last season was over that you wanted to get Paws back for one more year. How has that worked out in terms of, you know, how he's handled being a two-down linebacker now? And what do you see, if anything, moving forward?
Well, you know, obviously that's up, you know, to Tom and Dave and that kind of stuff. You know, we've put our 2 cents in as a coaching staff. You know, he's responded extremely well to his role this year. We feel that we really have 3 starting linebackers, obviously, when we're in base. But, you know, when we go nickel defense and we only have 2 on the field, but if somebody gets nicked, you know, and he showed at the 2 games that he did start, you know, all 3 downs, he can still play at extremely high level. So it's very important, obviously, that he's part of our team, and you can't ask for a better pro.
And as a follow-up to that, talk a little bit about the influence in the locker room, because obviously Telvin Smith and Miles Jack, they want him to continue being there.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very tight-knit group, those 3. You constantly see them together studying tape. You know, Puzz is the granddaddy of all of them, obviously. But, you know, it's important that you have good camaraderie and just the type of leadership and the work ethic that Puzz brings to the table every day. You know, it's unmatched. You know, we've been around some very good players in our time, but what he does every day is amazing. He's like a machine.
What's the key in defending a scrambling quarterback who buys time outside the pocket?
You know, I think the biggest thing is obviously the rush lanes. You know, we talk about that. The thing is you rush 4 and they got 5 gaps. There's always going to be 1 open. But at the same time, we got to understand the depth of the quarterback, understand where he likes to escape to, you know. And, you know, we've been working on that all week. You know, same thing with Russell. But, you know, it's important that they stay alive, understand he's an in and outside guy. And we just got to stay in our lanes and then do the best we can, because he is extremely dynamic. He's actually fun to watch. When you're on tape, you almost start watching him, you know, instead of the scheme. So we just got to do a good job of keeping him in the pocket.
How much do you think the games against, you mentioned Russell, how much do you think the Seattle game and also a little bit of Brissett helped your guys prepare for this?
I think it's good. When, you know, when you face an athletic quarterback, you know, it's something they've done before. They understand, you know, what open field tackling is going to be like on Taylor this week. So it's a definite benefit. But at the same time, he's a dynamic dynamic player. You know, Russell's very good. This guy's exceptional at keeping plays alive, and he's got an extremely strong arm, can get the ball down the field, so it's important that we plaster in the back end when he does extend plays.
Defense not has been a pretty confident group all year long, but looking back on it, did the Pittsburgh game do something, prove something or show something specific?
Well, I just think when you go against a good quarterback and you play well, you gain confidence, and Roethlisberger's an elite quarterback in our league. We played well. Obviously, anything can happen on any given Sunday. But, it helped, obviously, that we played well against him. Yeah.
What has Marcel Darius' evolution been from the time he got here to the way you can use him now, what he's picked up?
A lot of it is he just needed to get down the terminology. Obviously, it was different than what they did up in Buffalo. And some of the finer techniques that we play, everybody plays their D-line a little bit different. Early on he came in and he was playing like they play in Buffalo. Well, we played a little bit different, so it's taken him a little bit of time to understand what we want out of him. But he's a guy that, not sure what he's like been in the past. I really don't care what he's been like in the past. But since he's been here, he really comes in, he studies, he's learned it. He got individual meeting times with the coaches to learn the techniques and, becoming a student of the game. And we're very impressed with what we're getting so far of Darius.
What would be some examples of, you say, the way he to come here and keep playing like he was playing in Buffalo? What are the things, if you can break it down for a football moron like me, what are the things that you need to, can you give some specific examples?
Certain blocks, how we play them. Some D-line coaches, they have them run on the backside. Some of them have them work back into a guard, so it's just different in some of those types of techniques that we do. We're different than the way Buffalo played it, even when they were with Swartz, we're different. So that was the biggest thing, is he's just got to learn exactly how we want it done to match our linebackers and our secondary.
Have you noticed anything different about him this week, given who the opponent is?
No. He's excited about the challenge and the opportunity to play his former team. But the biggest thing is he knows he's just got to go out and, execute. You don't see much different out of him. He's still Darius, which we love the personality. But he's ready for the challenge. We look forward to seeing him play on Sunday.
Doug was complimentary of Gibson's season earlier today. How early did you know that things were clicking for Gibb this year?
Obviously we didn't have him much during OTAs and training camp. But once we got him, we always knew he was a great middle-of-the-field player. And, we were really unsure coming into the season what kind of instincts he would have in the box. And he has great instincts in the box. He can play the run, understands that. We can match him up on a lot of tight ends, and feel good about the matchup. We were very impressed about just what kind of box safety he was, because last year I think he only took about 17 snaps, in the box. He was always in the middle of the field. So it was a big concern going in, but once we got to see him in, when we got able to use him, we could see the techniques and the fundamentals that he needs, and he executes extremely well in the box.
What's it done to your preparation, not knowing exactly what they're going to have in LeSean McCoy, given his health?
We're preparing like he's going to play. This is the playoffs. I know he's going to do everything. Buffalo's going to do everything they can to get him on the field. So we're preparing like he's going to play. Obviously, they got two other backs, and we see a lot of tape on them too. So we're preparing like he's going to play. And that's playoff football. Once we get into the game, if things change, then obviously things can change.
Sorry. How do you learn about Marcus Murphy?
Murphy. Oh, the running back? There's not a lot on him, obviously. You've seen him a couple plays in the Miami game. He's very elusive and quick. You can see that show up in the limited amount of reps. So it's a situation, all the plays that he has, we definitely have him on tape. And so any rep that he's taken in his career, we've seen. So it's important that we continue to study him.
Yep. He had less one eye
to Sunday. I know. That's it.